Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Katie Beadle Rice. Katie is a catechist and a writer who lives with her husband and three children in Boise, Idaho. Her preaching is entitled, Not Far from the Kingdom of God.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher, you are right in saying he is one, and there is no other than he. And to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. We are nearing the end of the church year. In 3 weeks, we will celebrate the feast of Christ the King, and the following Sunday will usher in Advent. As we near the end of our liturgical calendar, the readings turn towards the end of Jesus' earthly life. The gospel interaction with the scribe from today's gospel takes place inside the Jerusalem temple a few days before Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection. On this day in the temple, Jesus is first approached by several irate chief priests who demand to know where he thinks he gets the authority to do and preach what he does. Once they leave, a group of Herodians and Pharisees try to trap him with a question about paying taxes. Then it is the Sadducees who are up to bat and go into a ridiculous tale of a woman made to marry 7 brothers in succession, all to try and disprove the resurrection of the dead. It is amazing that Jesus is not completely fed up by the time the lone scribe from today's gospel reading draws near. Unlike the questioners before him, this scribe is not intent on tripping Jesus up. Rather, he is intrigued by how well he had answered the Sadducees. And so the scribe decides to see how Jesus might respond to the question, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus' response echoes the words of Moses in today's first reading from Deuteronomy. Known as the Shema, for the first word of the prayer, "Hear, O Israel," this biblical verse is the most ancient prayer of the Jewish people, recited in the morning and evening by observant Jews to this day. The second commandment that Jesus cites is also found in the Hebrew Scriptures. "Take no revenge and cherish no grudge against your own people. You shall love your neighbor as yourself," it says in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. Lest we think that this commandment extends only to fellow Jews, the writer of Leviticus admonishes only a few verses later, "When an alien resides with you in your land, do not mistreat such a one. You shall treat the alien who resides with you no differently than the natives born among you. You shall love the alien as yourself." The words Jesus speaks are not new. In fact, they are among the most beloved of the Jewish tradition. In Matthew's version of this encounter, Jesus concludes by saying, "The whole law and the prophets depends on these two commandments. The scribe in today's gospel greets Jesus' response with delight, adding that to love God and love neighbor is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. We could ask, if these words are so well known, why was this exchange recorded in the Gospels at all? Perhaps it is because, much like Christians in our own time, Jesus' compatriots needed to be reminded of what was most essential. While Jewish tradition holds that there are 613 commandments found within the Torah, Jesus is saying that in loving God and in loving our neighbor as ourselves, we are in fact keeping them all. It is easy to get caught up in details and thorny issues, much like the Herodians, Pharisees, Sadducees, chief priests, and scribes who questioned Jesus about authority, taxes, and resurrection prior to today's gospel. But none of their questions get to the heart of what it means to live a life worthy of the kingdom of God. As we come to the end of the church year, now is a good time to take stock of our lives. In every moment we are given a choice. Are there places where we have strayed from the essential core of Jesus' message? Do our actions, do our very being communicate reverence for God and reverence for neighbor? When they do, like the scribe in today's gospel, we are not far from the kingdom of God.